This is Triple R Midday News with Annalena Janssen,
Josh Harris,
and Tamsin Rose.
Australian Marriage Equality says it won't rest until the Senate formally rejects the plebiscite. Labor confirmed yesterday it won't back a vote in Parliament to set up the plebiscite. But the government says it won't entertain the opposition's push for a direct vote. Australian Marriage Equality spokesperson Tim Peppard says the pressure is now on the Prime Minister.
Temple has an issue that people in the Liberal Party and the National Party will possibly vote on his leadership if he allows a free vote. And so he's got to be quite careful about that.
BP says it won't proceed with controversial plans to drill for oil in the Great Australian Bight. The plans to begin exploration drilling off South Australia's west coast have been rejected twice on environmental grounds. However, Managing Director Claire Fitzpatrick says the project now does not line up with the company's strategic goals. Wilderness Society State Director Peter Owen says BP has made the right decision.
I think they should be commended. You know, the Great Australian Bight is a totally inappropriate place to be trying to turn into an oil field. It's extremely rough, it's extremely remote. The risks associated with drilling out here are very high.
Research suggests information about a patient's early life trauma can predict whether antidepressant medications will be effective. A 5-minute MRI scan and a questionnaire about a patient's background may assist doctors in selecting treatment. Sydney's Westmead Institute researcher Dr. Mayuresh Kaur Gayonkar says this could be helpful in providing individual patient care.
Using our data, if the clinician thinks that this person is not likely to respond to antidepressants, then they would avoid that heartache of putting the patient to antidepressants and trying alternative therapies.
Vulnerable rooming house residents are paying a large proportion of their income on rent. Research by the Tenants Union of Victoria shows only 2 out of 108 houses, analysed between January and July, were affordable for low-income earners. Single rooms are typically available for rent in rooming houses. Tenants Union Policy Officer Yael Caspi says people often have few options.
Rooming house residents are particularly vulnerable because they have very few housing options. It's generally an option of last resort. They have nowhere else to live, so that's why they're quite vulnerable.
The latest report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare lists Australia as one of the safest places to give birth, even though the number of stillbirths has increased. Although the cause of most cases is unknown, experts say there are certain measures that can be taken to reduce the risk. Stillbirth Foundation General Manager Victoria Bowring says proper education should be more accessible to expectant mothers.
I think education is required across Australia at all levels at the moment. There's very little of it out there. We've been campaigning for government and corporate investment so that we can direct advertising campaigns around the prevention of stillbirth.
Hundreds of people are expected to attend Millions Missing in Melbourne this afternoon. The event aims to raise awareness of ME, or chronic fatigue syndrome. Patients, families and friends, health practitioners and researchers are set to gather on the steps of Parliament. Evan Young and his parents say they'll be there.
Well, as someone who has chronic fatigue syndrome, I'm all too aware of how little information most people have about it and how little research there is. And by going and getting as many numbers on at the Parliament steps as possible while Parliament is on, we're hoping that we can not only raise the awareness of the public, but the people in Parliament.
A mixture of old and new films will feature at the 23rd Greek Film Festival starting tonight. Nearly 40 events and screenings will be held over the next 2 weeks at the Astor Theatre and Como Palace. Festival director Penny Kiprianou is pleased with the changing demographic of the audiences attending.
In the last few years, we've seen a real growth in non-Greek speaking audiences, which is fantastic. And I think that's just testament to the quality of films that are being produced at the moment.
And now to sport. Essendon Football Club's last chance appeal to the Swiss court has failed, leaving the fate of Job Watson's Brownlow medal up to the AFL Commission. The Socceroos have drawn 1-1 with Japan's Blue Samurai in the all-important World Cup qualifiers, and Australian cricketer Jess Cameron is tipped to be drafted into the inaugural Women's AFL League as the eight teams vie for players today.
And now to the weather. Showers are expected to continue this afternoon, a top of 15 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 18. Sunny again on Friday, 21. This is Triple R Midday News with Annalena Janssen.
And Josh Harris.
And Tamsin Rose.